Leading off and playing third base will be Kyle Buddy. Batting second, playing left field, will be Dusty Adams. Batting third, playing shortstop, will be Adam Buckus. Batting fourth, the catcher tonight will be Cole Smith. Batting fifth, the designated hitter will be Dan Hansen. Batting sixth, playing second base, will be Brent Rigemer. Batting seventh, playing right field, will be Tim Hansen. Batting eighth, playing first base, will be Corey Niewen. Batting ninth, playing center field, will be Alex Buddy. And the pitcher tonight will be Andy Bauer. That's your visiting Richmond team on the scoreboard tonight. And like Randy said, it's an important game for both of these teams tonight. So El Rosa Saints are going to start off with Matt Nittendorf playing shortstop, batting second, A.J. Hadley playing second base. Batting third, Austin Hadley will be doing the pitching tonight. Batting fourth, the catcher, Cody Eichers. Batting fifth, designated hitter, Matt Schmidt. Batting sixth, playing first base, will be Pat Ilias. Batting seventh, center fielder, Kevin Kiefler. Batting eighth, playing right field, Ethan Vogt. Batting ninth, playing third base, James Kiefler. And playing left field, Austin Emdick. Matt Schmidt will be batting for Austin Emdick. And on the Richmond side, Dan Hansen will be batting for the pitcher, Andy Bauer. So that's your starting lineup for tonight's game.
Region 15C Baseball here on KASM, brought to you by our Region 15C sponsors. We've been talking about them fine folks, them great businesses all weekend, starting last night and into today. And you'll hear more about those businesses as the night rolls on, too. Thank you to those Region 15C sponsors. Buddy leads it off with a single off of Hadley right up the middle, takes the first pitch. And, yeah, you can hear the crowd in the background. We got a huge crowd on hand for tonight's ball game.
Wow.
Of course, Don Heinen and I will predict the attendance coming up in the fifth inning tonight. So listen for that attendance. Last night, Don got to pick last, and he went on top of my prediction and topped me by two fans and won the candy bar last night.
Well, tonight's going to be a little harder to predict. But I would imagine if I predict what I'm going to say, you're going to probably go above me tonight, too.
Okay. Here's Dusty Adams at the plate, and the pitch to Dusty, a ball 1-0. There's ball two from right-hander Austin Hadley. Austin, his first year with the El Rosa Saints. Buddy takes his lead at first. Hadley's pitch, and a swing and a miss by Dusty. Strike two, or actually strike one, excuse me, two balls, one strike.
Something about Saturday night baseball, isn't it, Randy? You know, it brings out a lot of people. They got something to do on a Saturday night where
Friday night's always busier.
It seems like it. People are getting off of work, trying to get home, and I think Saturday night you're kind of relaxed. You want to go do something, and what better thing to do is go out and watch a baseball game.
You bet. Dusty Adams falls one back, and off the third base dugout, that's Richmond's dugout, El Rosa in the first base dugout here at Painesville Baseball Park. It's been a great day, some awesome ball games, so we'll run those scores down for you as we go on tonight. 2-2 to Adams, a late swing, and he punches it into left field, a base hit. Boy, that's Adams, John, watching that ball, watching the ball. And at the last minute, he swings through it and lines it to left field, going the other way.
Great at bat for Dusty Adams. Like you said, Randy, he took that thing and slapped it to left field. This is a line shot between the shortstop and third baseman. And I tell you what, they're getting to Hadley here a little bit early.
Ethan Vogt threw a complete game earlier today for El Rosa in their 2-1 victory over Farming. And here's Adam Backus at the plate. The check swing ruled a strike. Home plate umpire, is that Dave Gunderson, I believe?
It is Dave Gunderson and Denny Rysom on the base pads.
0-1 the count to Backus. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Austin Hadley's breaking ball catches the inside corner, and now 0-2 to Adabakis. Cole Schmidt's on deck for the Royals. We've seen the ball carry pretty good here today. The pitch from Hadley. Backus takes it the other way, touches it to right field. That's going to score a Buddy as coming across the plate. It's 1-0 Richmond. Adam Backus, a single the opposite field.
These guys punching the ball around the infield here. First three hitters. Tell you what, Alex Buddy, he takes it. Kyle Buddy takes it the opposite way. It's just to the right of second base. Dusty Adams, he lines one to left field and off the left-handed bat. Adam Buckus sticks it through the hole between first and second. Good hitting by these three top hitters so far.
And that's hitting the ball where it's pitched.
Absolutely.
So the pitcher keeps it outside on you, and that's what we've seen today so much of the pop-ups. You see that a lot when people try to start pulling the ball where you should try to hit it where it's pitched.
So bring Cole Schmitz to the plate. Nobody out. Runners at first and second for the Royals. One run in.
1-0.
And Schmitz drills a single to left field. Kirby Hemish is going to send Dusty Adams. Here comes the throw into the infield. It's off the mark, and it's 2-0 Royals.
Wow, four straight hit.
Austin Imdick, just a very weak throw from left field, and I don't know if Austin's got some arm trouble, but that scouting report on Austin Imdick, Kirby Hemish was sending him right away.
Wow. No hesitation.
So kind of sounded like a broken bat single by Cole Schmitz.
Kind of what you kind of watch in infield, too, Randy, when the other teams take an infield. A lot of teams like to go sit and do different things. And
here's Dan Hansen. Hansen, a single to right field. Here comes Bacchus. Throw coming into the infield. Not in time. It's 3-0 Royals on 5 consecutive base hits.
No extra base hits, just base hits.
5 hits off of Austin Hadley here in the first inning, 3-0 Richmond, and Austin Imdick's going to come in from the outfield right off the bat here, and Matt Middorf's not going to mess around, Don. We're going to get a pitching change.
Absolutely. I think that's not a bad move.
All right, with a pitching change on the diamond here, I want to recognize some of our Region 15C sponsors, the fine folks over at Greenwald Insurance, Virgil's Big Arena in Farming. Central Minnesota Insurance, right here in Painesville. Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance. Whirlwind Steel Components, North American Insurance Agency in El Rosa, CHS of El Rosa. Center Care Health in Painesville. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in New Munich. Freeport State Bank, Ducci's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin. Corky's Bar in Richmond, Rambo Incorporated. Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning. Over in Richmond, New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Brinkey's Liquor in Richmond, bringing us Region 15C baseball. Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming brings us baseball, along with the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Grove Mutual Insurance, Pets Fork of Earl Spring Hill, Painesville, Chevrolet Buick, the State Bank of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Corner Grocery St. Martin, Hector Feed Service, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, New Munich Gas, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, Land O'Lakes in Melrose, Jerry's Firehouse Grill of Richmond, and Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, our Region 15C sponsors here for this year's tournament. All right, Don, a pitching change. Austin Imdick has come in from left field.
I believe Austin Hadley is going to go play left field.
So Hadley and Imdick just changed positions here.
So the DH will still be where it's at yet with Matt Schmitz batting for Austin Imdick.
But Richmond coming out, hitting the ball, 5 consecutive base hits, leading 3-0. And Brent Rugemer to the plate. And now, Don, Austin Imdick didn't throw a lot. And if you're a batter like Brent Rugemer, do you make him throw some strikes to you?
I'd let him throw a strike to start with, anyhow. Make sure he can throw a strike.
James Kiefler in on the grass over at third. Pat Ilias in on the grass at first. And Rugemer swings and follows that first pitch to the screen. And 0-1 the count to Brent Rugemer.
Hey, he's saying it's working for everybody else. Why don't I start out, too, here? I like it. It's aggressive hitting.
Austin Imdick working out of the stretch. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. The 0-1 pitch to Rugemer. He fouls that plate in 0-2.
They're not waiting, Randy.
They are right on the bat. The Royals are here. But, you know, El Rosa can do the same. They've got solid lineup, the Saints do. So you got to score runs in this ball game to win.
Watch Andy Bauer coming in relief last night with a little control problems, but that's a little different story for him for relieving and starting. He can get himself prepared here for a start.
One ball, two strikes the count, two. Brent Rugemer, and the pitch low and inside, the count two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Rugemer breaks his bat. Here's a ground ball to Kiepler at third. James picks it up, throws to first, and a 5-3 putout kind of works as a sacrifice for Brent Rugemer, gets those runners to second and third. So 5-3 on the putout, one out. Here's Tim Hansen, the Royals are right fielder. You're right, Randy. That puts those two guys right in scoring position here. Base hit probably scores both of them. Tim Hansen, right-handed hitter, facing Austin Imdick. He'll stay working out of the stretch. Old Schmitz over at third. Hansen follows this one, backing out of play. Dan Hansen over at second. First pitch hitting. I don't think anybody has left up on it yet. Richmond has just gone after the Saints pitchers tonight. 3-0 they lead here in the first. Austin Imdick kicks and delivers, and Hansen another slicing foul that goes to the netting here. And 0-2 the count. No balls, two strikes to Hansen. Corey Neiman on deck for the Royals. Austin Imdick kicks and delivers. Curveball, Hansen drives it to center field.
That's tough one.
Coming hard is Kevin Kiepler. He's going to make the catch in shallow center field. And nice catch there by Kevin, who came a long ways.
It carried out further than I thought it was going to.
And Corey Neiman to the plate. What a job so far by Austin Imdick, Don. He comes in with runners on base. Second or first and second, and able to get two outs. Corey Neiman, big wide open stance, and the first pitch to Corey, a little bit low, ball one. Alex Buddy on deck. Neiman, the eighth man to bat here in the first for the Royals. Austin Imdick delivers, and that's up by Neiman's head, and the count 2-0.
That's not a bad pitch by Austin Imdick. Garrett tells them, you know, I know why you're here. I'm not going to let you get too comfortable.
Neiman will take a strike on the inside corner. And the count, two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count to Corey Neiman. He'll chop this one foul. And the count now, 2-2. Ball back into Austin Imdick. Two balls, two strikes the count. Imdick has the sign from his catcher, Cody Eichers. Austin kicks and delivers, and Neiman lays off that high fastball in the count full 3-2. Alex Buddy on deck for Richmond. Three, two, the count. Neiman skies this one to right center field. Kevin Kiepler coming hard, finds it in the tough sky, makes the catch for the out. That'll do it for the Royals in the first inning. Three runs on five hits. No errors, two left on. We played a half an inning. Richmond 3, Alrosa coming to bat. More baseball in a minute here on KSM Albany. All right, back bottom of the first inning back in Painesville. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Richmond has had a couple good starts here. Their first two tournament games last night, getting a five spot against the likes of Atwater last night, and getting three tonight. Although last night it was five runs on one hit.
Yes. Well, now they got three runs on five hits.
Matt Mittendorf will lead it off for the El Rosa Saints, facing Richmond's Andy Bower. And Bauer's first pitch, a little bit high for a ball, 1-0. Matt Mittendorf, A.J. Hadley, and Austin Hadley. Bauer's pitch inside, a ball, and 2-0. Andy Bower delivers, there's a strike called, and 2-1.
Two balls, one strike.
Bauer delivers, and Mittendorf takes a strike on the inside corner, and now 2-2. This is a state qualifier game. You win, you're one of the four teams that's going to represent this region. And Mittendorf will take the pitch right off the hip. Matt Mittendorf picks up the ball, tosses it back to the Andy Bauer.
It's a friendly game, isn't it?
It is a friendly game.
I mean, I'll pick up the ball for you.
Oh, I love it. That doesn't happen in the major leagues, trust me.
No.
No.
That ball gets thrown out.
Here's A.J. Hadley looking to bunt against Andy Bauer and fouls it off and 0-1 the count to A.J. I got to give A.J. a shout-out because he listens to the Dick Putz Show all the time, and he pulls up all our archives of our games. And I remember A.J. talking last year that he'd go home at night and he'd listen to games after the region tournament yet. So he's a Chasm listener, a Chasm follower. So thanks, A.J. Hadley. A.J. pulls back from a bunt attempt and the count 1-1. Hey, it's getting a little darker. The Chasm signal might be getting a little weaker on you. You got other options. Yes, you do. 107.7 FM. We've got a Chasm FM, too. 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2. As Hadley fouls this one out of play. So you got an HD radio, your car or truck in the house, 105.5 HD2, or you can pull us up on our Chasm stream. Go to mychasm, KASM.com. Click on the stream or on your TuneIn radio app that you have on your smartphones, your iPhones. Pull us up on TuneIn radio. It's low to Hadley.
So you can get it on your smartphone.
You can get it on the smartphone.
Somebody asked me out there, do they have an app for it? I said, I think
Tune in radio.
Yes, yep. They do.
Tune in radio. 2-2 to count to Hadley. Going on the play, Mittendorf's late throw by Cole Schmidt. As Mitty had a great jump, he's in scoring position. The pitch was low, and the count full at 3-2 now. Three balls, two strikes.
Andy needs to get off to a good start here in this ball game.
We're struggling with his control early on here. Hit Matt Mittendorf, working on the stretch, out of the stretch, facing A.J. Hadley. Bauer looks back to second, now comes home, and Hadley will take strike three called. He's rung up on strike.
Good pitch on the inside corner.
On the inside corner, you bet it was. That'll bring up Austin Hadley. Austin and A.J. played for Regal for quite a few years, and then A.J. went to Lake Henry, played there for a couple years, and now both of the Hadley boys up in El Rosa. Pitch a little bit low and inside, up all one. There's another brother, Andy Hadley. Andy, big kid, he played for Regal as well. I don't know if Andy has moved somewhere else, but don't see him in any of the rosters right now. Pitch to Austin Hadley is up high in the count 2-0.
Who's a Hadley on one or the other rosters?
Yeah, on Atwater.
Atwater's.
Yeah. Two balls, no strikes. Mittendorf leads from second for El Rosa. 3-0. Richmond leads here in the first. Pitch from Bowers inside. And the count now 3-0. It seems like Andy Bauer has been inside all night.
Watch his facial expressions when he throws already. I've been watching him. What comes through his delivery. Looks like he's got a little bit of pain.
And Bauer misses high, ball four. So four-pitch walk to Austin Hadley will bring up the dangerous Cody Eichers. Cody Eichers this morning was hitting the ball pretty well, taking it the other way. Dusty Adams in left field probably knows that inside-out swing of Cody Eichers, he could be seeing some action out there in left field. Bauer's pitch outside a ball to Cody and 1-0. Royals also have pitchers, Alex Buddy. The center fielder can throw for Richmond. Pitches outside. And the count now 2-0.
good move by Cole Schmitz there. Go out there and talk to Andy, your pitcher, and kind of find out what he's feeling like. It looks like he's grimacing after each pitch pretty much, so I don't know if he's struggling with a little bit of arm soreness or... Bauer did throw an inning of relief in last night's win. Doesn't look loose, does he? Over Atwater. No, it all looks tight. It all looks tight. Aiming the ball instead of throwing it. It was dead calm out right now. The flags aren't moving a bit. Two on, one out. Oh, that breeze is coming from the fan in here. Whoa. It is a swing and a miss by Cody Eichers. Two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Mittendorf at second. Austin Hadley at first. Cody Eichers at the plate. 2-1 pitch. Strike on the outside corner and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Bauer looks back to second and he comes home. Here's a ground ball to deep short. Bach is up with it. Oh, long throw to first is going to sail. And that's up in the crowd.
Out of play.
And it's a ball Atabaka should have hung on to, probably.
I think his play was the third base.
Yeah, he did have a play to third.
His momentum was going that way. I think that was his only play.
So Bacchus ends up throwing it out of play. Mittendorf scores. Cat Ilias was coaching over at third. Now A.J. Hadley goes there. Runners go to second and third with the overthrow. Yeah, now that tying run just out at second base. Cody Eichers out there. Here's Matt Schmidt. Air by Bacchus.
Wow, that one got away from him.
Looks like the official score, Don, is going to give a hit and an air. Hit and an air on the play.
I really thought he was going to go to third base. I thought he had a play over there. Just tried to flip it over there.
Matt Schmitz at the plate. The first pitch from Bauer, a strike. Schmitz, a check swing. Nice stop by Cole Schmidt. And the count, one ball, one strike. One the count. Three to one our score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Andy Bauer delivers. Matt Schmitz takes the strike and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's Bauer's pitch. Breaking ball. Driven foul down the first baseline. And the count stays 1-2 to Matt Schmitz. Three runs, five hits, and an error for Richmond. One run, one hit. No errors for El Rosa. But the Saints batting here yet in the first inning. Just one out. Thanks for joining us tonight here on KASM Albany, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2. Schmitz skies this one to left field. This should be far enough to score. The base runner, Austin Hadley. Here's Dusty Adams making the catch. Throw back into the infield, and the sacrifice fly works for Matt Schmitz. He gets himself an RBI. 3-2 our score as Austin Hadley scores. Cody Eichers hangs on over at second base. And here's Pat Ilias, first baseman Pat Ilias.
We have a long first inning going on here, don't we?
We do. Did you get the official start time?
It was like 8:45. Is it 8:45?
Yeah. Pitch two, Patty Elias outside of ball, 1-0.
Tell Emily back at the station, take each inning times 20.
That might be 2 o'clock in the morning. There's a strike to Ilias on the outside corner, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Emily in for Noah Eide. Emily was in the Albany Heritage Day Parade tonight. That started at 7 o'clock in Albany and hustled over to the station to
fill in for Noah, so been a long day for Emily, too. Two balls and a strike now as Andy Bower misses outside. And Bower's pitch outside again. And 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. See, Don, there's that new moon tonight. Coming in nice. The 3-1 pitch, ball 4, and Pat Ilias will walk. That is pretty slick, isn't it? That's not tipping either, so we're not going to get any rain. You know, if that new moon were tipped a little bit,
which way?
Like, it's dumping out some rain. Right now it's holding the rain. Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
And we'd get some rain. Your weather forecast brought to you by Randy.
Your meteorologist.
There's Kevin Kiefler at the plate. The first pitch to Kevin. 1-0 the count. Kiefler bats. Cody Eichers out at second at first base. Pat Ilias. Kiefler pops this one up to the infield. Brent Rugemer over at second calls for it, makes the catch, and that'll do it for the Saints here in the first inning. They scored 2 runs on just 1 hit. There was 1 Richmond error and 2 left on. We played an inning. A lot of runs. 3-2 Richmond. We're back in 1 minute on KASN. 1 inning in our books. 3-2 Richmond with the lead over El Rosa. Don, you look at the score 3-2. Is that what the score is going to be like in the ninth inning tonight?
No.
I just got a feeling this is going to be a high-scoring game yet.
It might be, but you never know.
How is that for an answer? That is, I mean, you're politically correct there, I guess. You're not getting yourself in trouble.
Yeah. Well, it's the election year, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
All right, here we go. Alex Buddy will lead it off for the Richmond Royals. He's the number 9 hitter. Buddy and Adams batting for Richmond.
Buddy's to Adams.
Alex Buddy, the speedster. Austin Imdick delivers a strike. And 0-1.
Now, what are these? The Buddies to Dr. Keith?
They have Dr. Keith's nephews.
Nephews, okay.
Pitch outside, a ball and 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Got to give hats off to Austin Imdick coming in from left field, Don, in a situation like he did last inning. And I mean, to keep Richmond from scoring anymore, he stopped the bleeding there.
A nice job. Very nice. Not as Aaron Volk, excuse me, Aaron Volk throw much anymore?
He does. He does cut in a relief, too, for El Rosa.
Yeah. Doesn't start a lot of games anymore, does he?
No. Oh, 2 balls, 1 strike to count to Alex Buddy. Pitches high and 3-1. 3-1 the count. Austin Imdick ready. The right-hander kicks and delivers. There's strike 2 called and the count full at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And Buddy drives this to center field. Kevin Kiefler's been busy with Richmond outs tonight. Makes another catch out there in center field.
A lot of flies up in the booth here all of a sudden. I think it's from most of that food you people have been eating up here.
But they're not biting. The flies are not biting, so you know what that means. It's not going to rain either.
That's right.
Exactly. So we've got 2 rain reports, and that pitch is inside to Kyle Buddy, just about hits him, and ball 1. 1-0 the count. Austin Imdick delivers. There's a strike called in, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Buddy breaks his bat. Here's a ground ball to Mittendorf at short. He'll throw across the diamond. And 6-3 in the putout of Kyle Buddy.
Yep, the umpire looks at the bat boy and says, I think that's a souvenir.
That's for the bonfire tonight, right? Here's Dusty Adams.
I seen something on Facebook here a while ago, how they took old bats and made a nice bench out of them. Put a back with the bats, the feet with the bats, the legs with the bats. It's really, really, really cool.
0-1 the count.
Something for you to do in your spare time.
Well, I think actually Pete Schlepper has done something already. Pete Schlepper played in Stearns County League for many years, played at Avon. And Pete's he's a woodmaker.
Oh, yeah.
And he has done something with bats, too. Yeah.
Works for cabinet job, too, doesn't he?
You bet. Adams at the plate to count 1-2.
There's some beautiful stuff made with wooden bat.
Oh, you bet. Dusty Adams, 1-for-1 so far tonight. And the pitch from Austin Imdick is low for a ball, and now 2-2. 2-2. Adams drills a shot to Hadley at second. A.J. plays it cleanly across to the first base. 4-3 on the putout. That'll do it for Richmond here in the second. They go quietly. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. Inning and a half. Richmond 3. Rosa 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM. All right, here we go. Bottom of the second inning. 3-2 Richmond lead. As Andy Bower sets the pace. Ethan Boat. Ethan in right field in this ball game tonight. And the pitch to Ethan is a ball. 2-0 now to Ethan Boat.
Kind of nice of Dr. Keith to come up here and give you a back rub every once in a while. Right?
Yeah, keep my back loose. Here's Boat breaking his back. And he's going to go to the dugout. Ah, yes. You know, Don Einan's been my partner for like 5 years. of course, he's followed me to the state tournament for like 18 years.
It's not getting any easier, is it?
No, no. But you are getting wiser.
Yes.
Oh, rises to left field, back by the fence. Foul! Wow!
That was hit.
Oh, my! Yemeny crickets, oh, that was way back in that practice field.
Yep.
That made the fans buzz, but home plate umpire Dave Gunderson says foul. 2-2 the count. And Boat will pop this one up to right center field. Coming hard, Hansen. He'll make the catch in right field for the out. Wow.
Long strike.
Long strike. You know, Andy Bower's going to remember that long fly ball, though. Here's number 9 hitter, James Kiefler.
Oh, I better not give him that one again.
And, you know, that was the first swing on that new bat that Ethan got, though, wasn't it? He went to the dugout and
right.
Got that new bat.
Yep.
And it sounded so solid. 1-0 the count to Kiefler. The pitch a little bit low, and now 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. 3-2 our score. Richmond leading El Rosa. Here's Kiefler. Ground ball foul. Down the third base line. 1 out in the second. Three runs, 5 hits, and an error. And that's going to hit James Kiefler in the back, and he's going to go to first with a one-out hit batter here. That'll bring Matt Mittendorf to the plate. Matt was hit by a pitch to start the game. So Bower has hit a couple. He's walked 2, and he's given up a hit. 3-2 our score. Bower has to work from the stretch now to Mittendorf. And the breaking ball is ruled a strike, 0-1.
playing a few years for El Rosa. Been around a while.
He married a... Did he marry a Painesville girl?
He did.
Lynn Laser.
Yeah, yeah.
One ball, one strike. Going on the play is Kiefler. The hit runs on, and Mittendorf follows it off. And the count 1-2. So he's got brother-in-laws like John Laser and Tim Laser and Lenny Laser and all former players in this league and probably listening back home right now to Region Baseball on TuneIn Radio or on our stream.
Seen Tim a little while ago. I'm not sure if he's still here, but
ground ball to the right side. Brent Rudimer, nice play in the hole. Goes to first and gets Matt Mittendorf. Nice play by the veteran Rugemer. Slides on that grass to make the play. Kiefler goes to second with two outs.
Brian Dozer and him in there.
Exactly, yeah. Boy, we've seen some nice plays already tonight. Hadley had a good play over at second, and now Brent Rugemer, and here is A.J. Hadley. Andy Bauer's pitch, curveball, a strike called, and 0-1. The ball's one strike. Bauer comes home. Hadley takes inside a ball, and 1-1. Starting to cool off. You can feel it here at Painesville Baseball Park.
I think that's the fan.
I did see a mosquito fly by. 1-1, Hadley follows it off, and 1-2.
Yeah, drive-by drilling.
One ball, two strikes. To A.J. Hadley, our fifth ball game of the day. We have never done this. This is unprecedented here on KASN to do five baseball games in a day. The pitch is a little bit low in the count, 2-2. And I've got to be honest with you folks. After we started game two today, I'm going, how in the heck are we ever going to get five games done? But we're here. We're here. And we're ready to bring you wall-to-wall baseball all day. Pitch low and away in the count, 3-2.
Nice block by Cole Schmitz behind the plate back there. You watch these catchers, these good catchers, they'll coil themselves up into a ball so that ball can't go past them. It's got to roll in front of them and kind of spit out in front.
Three balls, two strikes. James Kiefler takes a pretty nice lead over at second. He represents the tying run at 3-2 here in the second, and Hadley will take high, ball four. So Bauer walks his third man of the game, and Austin Hadley making his way to the plate. Austin Hadley walked and scored in his first at-bat tonight. Austin's a good hitter, really good hitter. 3-2, Andy Bauer delivers, and Hadley pops this one up. Adam Bach is back on the grass at short, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for El Rosa in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on, two innings in the books. Richmond 3, El Rosa 2, more Region 15-seat baseball coming up in a minute on KFN. Two innings of played here in this winner's bracket game of Region 15-seat. Top of the third inning, it'll be Adam Bacchus leading it off for Richmond. He'll be followed by Cole Schmitz and Dan Hansen, a 3-2 Richmond lead. Watkins is leading Raymond 2-0 in the seventh inning over in Region 11-seat. Region today, that's St. Augusta. Win over Milroy. It's Eden Valley beat St. Nicholas today. It's Kimball beat Sacred Heart today. Bacchus slaps one hopper back to Imdick on the mound. Austin picks it up and throws to first. And one out.
Got a lot of activity going down there by Richmond. I think I see now it's Buddy go down there and start warming up. Looks like one of the Rigamers.
He's a left-hander, too. Dan Hansen can probably throw, but he's on deck. He had thrown in relief. Here's Cole Schmitz at the plate now for the Royals.
Not sure if Jokola is right or left-handed.
He is left-handed. Pitches high for a ball to Cole Schmitz. And 2-0 to Cole. Cole, a base hit in his first at-bat tonight. Austin Imdick delivers, and Schmitz sees that breaking ball and lays off of it. Boy, that was a nice breaking ball. Two balls and a strike to Cole. Cole's got home run power, too. Foley defeated Mora tonight in Region 1C.
He sends
it a long way to left, but back by the track and making the catch is Austin Hadley. It sounded like he broke his bat on the play, too, a little bit, but he got a lot of it.
Tell you this afternoon, that would have been long gone.
Yes, yes.
Air starting to get heavy.
So a long fly ball out. Off the bat of Cole Schmitz, here's Dan Hansen to the plate. And Imdick spits it. Hansen drilled this down the right field line into the corner and foul. Dan Hansen torqued on that ball. 0-1 the count to Hansen. Austin Imdick kicks and delivers. Takes it the other way now.
Whoa.
That clears some people off the bleacher section. You saw people jumping and bailing out on that line drive down the left field line. Here comes a loose ball into the infield right behind Kirby Hemish. Kirby picks it up. And Hanson here's a shot to first base. Picking it up, Pat Ilias. He'll run it to the bag, and that will do it for Richmond. Here in the third, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We've played 2.5. It's Richmond 3, Alrosa 2. Region 15C baseball action. We're back in a minute here on KASN. Hey, welcome back. Bottom of the third inning already. Cody Eichers to the plate for the Alrosa Saints. It'll be Eichers, Matt Schmitz, and Pat Ilias facing Andy Bauer, a 3-2 Richmond lead. All our runs are scored in the first inning tonight. Richmond scoring 3 runs on 5 straight hits. And then Alrosa comes back and scores 2 runs. They get just 1 hit, a couple walks, a hit batter, a couple, or at least 1 error by Richmond in that first inning. So 3-2 our score, bottom of the third. Eichers takes ball 2. Here's Bauer's pitch. There is a strike called and 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Huge crowd. Don, are you about to make your prediction tonight yet on our attendance?
I'm still counting.
Oh, you're still counting. Okay.
Give me another half inning, I think I'll have it.
All right. So we'll wait for Don Heinen's attendance prediction as Cody Eichers draws a leadoff walk here in the third. And Kirby Hemish is going to pop out of the dugout for the Royals.
Maybe it for Andy Bauer.
There was activity in the Richmond bullpen between innings. It's like Scott Rugemer's going to go out in the outfield. Dusty Adams going to go to center. Alex Buddy is going to come in and throw. So a pitching change for the Richmond Royals. Bauer out of the lineup. Here, Alex Buddy on in relief. And Don, this is something where you don't mess around. I guess we saw Matt Middorf in the first inning, 5 straight hits. He pulled his starting pitcher.
And exactly right, Randy. You gotta go after him here. You can't let him get back in this game. And like Austin Emdick did, he stopped the bleeding, and we need to do it here, too, with Alex Buddy.
Alex Buddy comes in from center field, hard thrower.
Okay, now Dusty Adams, he moved over
to center.
Center field.
So Dusty's in center. Scott Rugemer will come in, and he'll play left field for the Royals.
He'll be in Andy Bauer's spot, I would imagine, right?
He will be, but Andy was being DH'd for.
Correct.
So now Rugemer will be DH'd for. As Alex Buddy continues his warm-up tosses.
Hey, let's just look at the brackets for tomorrow, Don. At 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, we got a winner's bracket game, and that'll be New London Spicer and Regal. One of those two teams, County Line's going to put a team in the regional tournament this year. State tournament. 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. At 1:30 tomorrow, it'll be Meyer Grove and St. Martin.
Those two, too, that's an elimination game also.
It is, yep.
I'll tell you, that's a long road to come back to take this region.
Yeah, it is. And then at 4 o'clock tomorrow, Atwater takes on Farming. So Atwater plays Farming at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Should be three pretty darn good games, good matchups tomorrow.
I think so, yes.
Tonight, we eliminated one team, New Munich. Their season ended tonight. So there will be five Stearns County League teams left after tonight yet, and all three County Line League teams are left after tonight yet. Here's Alex Buddy's pitch to Matt Schmitz. He puts a bunt down, and it's going to go foul. Kyle Buddy taking a chance that roll will spin it foul, and it does.
So the 1:30 and 4 o'clock game are both elimination games.
They are.
Atwater Farming, Meyer Grove, St. Martin.
But our nine-team region, Don, will be six teams. Six teams will come back next week yet.
Right.
So Matt Schmitz at the plate to count 0-1 as he tried to bunt his way on. Showing bunt again, and he bunts it foul. And a count 0-2 to Matt Schmitz. No balls, two strikes. Cody Eichers over at first. Cole Schmitz walks out having a few words with Alex Buddy. And now Schmitz back to the plate. 0-2 the count. Bottom of the third inning. Nobody out. Alex Buddy sets himself on the mound. The right-hander delivers, and here's a drive to center field. Dusty Adams going back by the fence. He can't get it. Cody Eichers is going to score as they're sending him in. We're tied at 3-3 on a long double by Matt Schmitz to straightaway center field. Oh,
I think Dusty Adams is in right field, is he not?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, is that Tim Hansen? Tim Hansen is now in center field, yeah. So Dusty Adams goes to right, Timmy Hansen in center. Matt Schmitz just torqued on that. That was hard hit. Solid off the bat, still nobody out, a base runner at second. There's Pat Ilias. And Buddy's pitch, outside a ball, 1-0.